This Jerry Mandel deal dictating. I was cut off in the early part of my dictation, so I'm going to start over again. This letter is to Marcia Cossell, COSSELL, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Ms. Cossell, free request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, DeMarcus Hamilton. Please note the following medical letter, period. First name is DeMarcus. Last name is Hamilton, Hamilton. On September 27, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I saw initial photographs of the injury to his extremities, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old black male, period, height 5'0" tall, weight 207 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work injury on or about September 2nd of 2021, period. This occurred at the Max Katz warehouse, period. Max is M-A-X, Katz is K-A-T-Z. He was adjusting a Teflon belt and his left ring finger got caught in the mechanism, period. He got pulled into the machine, and when he tried to save himself with his other hand, both hands were caught in the mechanism, period. Both hands were injured, period. It caused lacerations to both hands as well as crush injuries, period. He was told that he had compartment syndrome in both hands, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, he still has pain in his left hand, period. He has pain and swelling, period. He has several scars, period. He has diminished range of motion in his fingers as well as his wrist, period. He can't make a fist, period. He has diminished dexterity as well as numbness in his ring finger, period. His hand and fingers have mild deformities, period. In reference, new paragraph, in reference to his right hand, he lacks dexterity, period. He has scars from the surgery with diminished sensation, period. He has diminished grip strength, and the pain is described as intermittent, period. The pain occurs 5 out of 24 hours per day, period. It is described as burning and tingling, period. He has occasional swelling, period. He has full range of motion of his fingers, but has an intolerance to heat, period. New paragraph. In reference to his left hand, the pain in his left hand is constant and burning, period. It is also described as tingling and stabbing, period. He has numbness with radiation up his arm to his shoulder, period. New paragraph. His left upper thigh has a scar from the skin graft, period. It is an irritation and constant, period. He needs to use Vaseline continuously, period. The graft area burns, especially when he swims, period. He always has to cover it up with clothing, period. New paragraph. His left forearm pain is described as constant and throbbing, period. The pain on a good day ranges from 4 to a bad day to 9 out of 10, period. It radiates down to his hand, period. It also radiates up to his shoulder, period. He has a great deal of scar tissue, and it is swollen, period. He has diminished sensation, which is diffuse, period. He has an intolerance to heat, period. He is aware of some deformity, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected from the patient is as follows, period. That day, ambulance took him to Eskenazi, and he was admitted from approximately 2.5 to 3 weeks, period. He had 3 surgeries to reduce the pressure for compression syndrome, as well as fasciotomy and repair, period. He had a third surgery with skin grafts taken from his left upper thigh period. He had pain control, dressing changes, and removal of sutures period. He was released to home, and the next day he was seen at outpatient physical therapy period. He was seen at Eskenazi several weeks period. He changed to St. Vincent's to St. Vincent's system because of his insurance period. He was sent approximately 2 months for physical therapy and was sent for a fourth surgery in mid 2022, where he had release of his knuckles and removal of scar tissue of his left hand period. He had more physical therapy and sutures removed period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has difficulty lifting a child, period. He cannot lift over 30 pounds, period. He has problems with gripping as well as dexterity of his left hand, period. He is right hand dominant, period. He has problems working on cars, period. Working out is difficult, period. He has problems lifting weights, period. He has difficulty moving furniture, period. Sports such as football and basketball is affected, period. Housework and sleeping are affected, period. New paragraph. Under medications, he denies the only medications he takes are over-the-counters and topical medicines for his hands. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes medication, comma, oral and topicals, comma, stretching exercises, and ice, period. New paragraph, past medical history. Is essentially unremarkable other than the treatment that I've outlined above. And also for this condition, he was hospitalized in February of 2022 for a pulmonary embolus that eventually resolved, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, denies other than the five surgeries for the hands for this injury, period. Four surgeries to the left hand and one surgery to the right hand, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that he has never injured either hand in the past, period. He has never injured his left wrist in the past, period. He has never had a prior work injury in the past, period. He never injured his left upper thigh or had a prior skin graft, period. He was involved in an automobile accident in 2010 where his left hip was injured and it healed without permanency, period. He did not require physical therapy and was only seen one time, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a mold technician for plastics, period. He had severe restrictions, so he is unable to work in his prior capacity, period. He has a lifting restriction of over 30 pounds that prohibits his prior job or any job in his field, period. He is searching for a less physical job with less manual dexterity required, period. New paragraph under allergies denies. New paragraph. Upon a review of records, I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Report from Indiana Hand to Shoulder Center, July 28, 2022. They delineate the range of motion that was impaired in his fingers, and they gave him a 7% whole person PPI rating based upon the fifth edition period. The impairment rating was only rendered to the one hand and not the other hand or other body areas, period. Eskenazi Hospital, operative notes, September 3rd, 2021. Procedure performed was right hand compartment release, number two, bilateral open carpal tunnel release, period. at the emergency room, Eskenazi Hospital, admission date September 2nd, 2021, presents with crush injuries to his bilateral upper extremities, obvious deformity of his bilateral hands and wrists, as well as forearms, period. He has a visible closed deformities to his right wrist and forearm, period. He has a visible open left forearm injury and deformity, period. He has a significant soft tissue injury over the inferior aspect of his left forearm extending up through his hand, period. Assessment of his injuries was 4th metacarpal lateral displacement, 5th metacarpal lateral displacement, 3rd P1 intra-articular fracture of the base, 4th P1 fracture left upper extremity, 5th P1 fracture left upper extremity, questionable fracture of the base of the 1st metatarsal right upper extremity, period. Plan is admit to ICU. Imaging of the forearm shows separation at the base of the 3rd and 4th metacarpals with lateral displacement of the 4th and 5th metacarpals. Right hand tiny corticated osseous fragment at the ventral aspect of the base of the 1st metacarpal, which may be secondary to remote trauma, period. Left hand lateral displacement of the 4th and 5th metacarpals with separation between the base of the 3rd and 4th metacarpals, period. Displaced comminuted fracture at the base of the 3rd, displaced comminuted fracture at the base of the 3rd proximal phalanx with intra-articular extension, period. Displaced comminuted fracture at the base of the 4th proximal phalanx and transverse-oriented comminuted fracture at the base of the 5th proximal phalanx, period. A report from Indiana hand to shoulder, December 15th, 2021. He had bilateral hand crush, comma, left worse than right, period. On the right side, he had compartment release, period. He has carpal tunnel release, period. Flexion of the wrist is 70 degrees and extension is 15 degrees, period. Ascension, St. Vincent's, Indianapolis. Date of admission, May 9th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis, left middle ring and small finger MP joint stiffness and a large skin tag, ulnar forearm, period. Procedure performed, left middle, comma, ring, and small finger dorsal capsulectomies and extensor tenolysis. That's tenolysis is T-E-N-O-L-Y-S-I-S. Capsulectomies is C-A-P-S-U-L-E-C-T. O-M-I-E-S. On physical examination by me, September 27th, 2022, examination of extremities revealed multiple deformities to the upper extremity, period. In the right hand, there were multiple 5 scars, both dorsal and ventral, almost involving almost the complete surface area, period. Examination of the left hand revealed multiple deformities with a 7-centimeter scar involving the left dorsal mid-hand vertical in nature, period. There was an 8-centimeter vertical scar from the base of the thumb to the wrist of the left hand, period. Moving to the skin of his left forearm, there was extensive unsightly scarring spiral involving the entire forearm from the wrist to the left elbow, period. The scar is hypertrophic with large track marks, period. There's a very large, dark, pigmented skin graft area involving the medial left forearm from his wrist up 2/3 of the way up his forearm, period. There is an 8-centimeter unsightly scar, hypertrophic, with large track marks involving the left ventral proximal forearm period. There is a 3-centimeter dark scar involving the left upper extremity slightly above the elbow period. In reference to functionality involving his right hand, there is a major deformity involving the proximal right thumb base period. There is diminished grip strength of his right hand, and he is right hand dominant period. There is diminished opposition of his right thumb base period. There is diminished sensation involving the right fourth finger lateral, as well as the fingertip period. There's diminished manual dexterity involving his right hand. There is positive Tinel sign in his right hand period. In reference to his left forearm, there is 13% swelling present. It is warm and tender to the touch period. There's diminished range of motion of the left forearm, specifically external rotation period. There's diminished sensation involving 30% of the left medial forearm period. In reference to the left wrist, there is diminished range of motion of the left wrist period. There is diminished grip strength noted period. There is diminished sensation involving the left ventral wrist area period. There is skin deformity present in the left wrist period. There is 10% swelling with tenderness of the left wrist period. In reference to the left hand functionality, there is deformity of the left thumb base period. The fifth finger is frozen in flexion at the distal interphalangeal joint period. There is skin contractures involving the palmar aspect period. There is diminished grip strength in his left hand period. He is unable to make a fist period. His left index finger has a click at the distal interphalangeal joint period. His left fifth finger at the distal aspect lacks extension period. In reference to range of motion in his right hand, I noted similar dysfunction and limited range of motion that was reported by Indiana Hand to Shoulder in their July 28, 2022 report, with noting similar dysfunction in terms of range of motion of his small finger, index finger, ring and middle fingers period. New paragraph. On examination of the remainder of his body, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Gait examination was normal, period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensory examination revealed diminished sensation as noted in the upper part of this letter involving his bilateral upper extremities, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. There was a scar involving his left upper thigh area, which was a donor site for skin grafting, period. New paragraph. After review of all his medical records and conducting a physical examination, I have found that all of his treatment that has been outlined above and for which he has received from this injury were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left hand trauma, comma, crush injury, comma, fourth, metacarpal lateral displacement, comma, fifth, metacarpal lateral displacement, comma, third, P1 intraarticular fracture, comma, fourth, P1 fracture, comma, fifth, P1 fracture, period. Number two, right hand trauma, comma, crush injury, comma, questionable fracture, first metacarpal, comma, and right wrist trauma, period. Number three, left wrist trauma with carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Number four, left upper thigh skin disorder secondary to skin graft. Number five, left forearm trauma with open injury, comma, deformity, and crush injury, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the work-related injury occurring on September 2nd, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. I agree with the prior impairment rating rendered by Indiana hand to shoulder on December 2nd. I agree with the prior impairment rating of his left hand as given by Indiana hand to shoulder. They gave him a 7% impairment whole body to his left hand period. However, they totally disregarded his left wrist, right hand, and left forearm period. I am giving additional impairment ratings to those three areas, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to his left wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, Class 1, page 395, he qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment period. This converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the right hand, utilizing Table 15-3, page 396, he qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the left forearm, utilizing Table 8-2, page 166, he qualifies for an additional 10% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the four whole body impairments, the patient qualifies for a 27% whole body impairment as a result of the work-related injury of September 2nd of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He will need ongoing medications, both oral and topical, at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need more physical therapy. as he ages to try to restore mobility at an estimated cost of $4,000 period. The patient may very well need more surgery with debridement of scar tissue of his left hand period. This would be at a later date when he ages period. Estimated cost of this surgery would be approximately $90,000 period. This expense would be all-inclusive of surgery, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. I have seen the patient, Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.